Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. The How It Ends podcast is an exploration of daily life and the imprint it leaves on our memory and consciousness. This podcast is made by me, Micah Jones, with some help from my two closest friends, Elia Cabral and Devin Williams. I'm not sure where this journey will take me, so follow along as I try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. I'm releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening. You said you wanted to take the longer loop. I was fine with 3 miles.
Yeah, I'm not interested in doing that again, though.
You stop complaining. You sound like Elia. She hated it when I dragged her on long hikes.
Maybe you should call her.
Yeah, I want to. But I feel like she's just too mad at me still, and she'll probably just tell me that I brought this on myself.
Yeah, I get it. Do you want to talk about it? I know she's your best friend and all, and I can't exactly step in for her, but I can try.
Thanks. Devin, really, he just said that there were just some kids. Did you just actually fall on the ground?
I can't help it. My legs are so sore.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
Fine. Thanks. Your deep concern is heartwarming. Why don't you go grab that table over there? I'll get the drinks. What do you want?
I don't know. Something hot? I don't know. Surprise me.
No problem.
Yeah.
I got you a vanilla latte.
Thanks. I'm sure it'll be delicious.
Shut up.
File that one in my memory warehouse forever.
Oh. Hey, your friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Are you gonna go say hello?
Yeah. Elia! Devin! Hey!
Hey.
You folks wanna sit?
I think we're just getting our coffee.
Sure, we can do that.
Okay.
So, I'll put the order in. BRB.
How have you been?
Fine. You?
I'm okay. I miss you guys.
Yeah, well,
Oh, hey. Got you a chai, Elia. Should be out soon.
Thanks. We should just probably go over and wait by the...
No, well, we're waiting too. Luke just put our order in. If you guys want to sit, you know, and wait, we could do that together.
Yeah. Let's sit.
Okay.
So, how's my buddy Mulder doing?
He's good. He misses you. You should swing by soon and say hi. I haven't really seen you around the house lately.
Yeah, I've been really busy, you know. I'll try to stop in soon, though.
Cool. Elle, how are things at the restaurant?
You would know if you were picking up any shifts the last few weeks.
Elia, come on.
No, it's fine. I only took a couple weeks off. You know, things have just been kind of
like... Yeah, we know. Devin told me what happened at your house.
Oh.
So, did anyone answer your call for stories? Did you... find anyone else that's dealing with things?
Well, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, we met up with this guy.
I wasn't asking you.
Hey,
Elle. Oh.
Sorry, I was only going to say that we did find someone that had a story like ours.
Oh, like ours? Interesting.
Oh.
Well, what do you say?
Maybe we can talk about this another time. Like, maybe just me and you, we could go get coffee or dinner or something.
We're having coffee, or soon, if it ever fucking comes.
Okay, his story was actually pretty fucking horrifying. Similar to mine, and also Luke's, and my dad's.
Wait, your dad's story?
Yeah, there was this whole thing about a car crash on a dark road.
Oh, I'm sorry, Micah. That's gotta be rough.
So what, you think something fishy happened to your dad now?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, did you tell your mom?
Not yet. There's not really much to tell.
Yeah, we might not be a good idea to bring any of that up until we have some more answers.
Oh, yeah, really? Why? Are you trying to protect Ava now, too?
No, I just meant...
What? So now, like, the two of you are out here doing what? Ghost hunting? Like, what are you even looking for?
Elia, you know that we're just trying to...
Trying to chase monsters from... That book? Like, you really called that author and wasted his time for what? It's a fiction book. What do you even gain from that?
I know it's fiction, Elliot. I'm not a kid. I asked him about the people who told him the stories. Things like that often have real origin stories. You, of all people, should know. You are obsessed with lore.
Yeah, whatever.
We just want to know...
We. Again. So it's, like, the two of you against the world now? Is that what it is?
Sure. Oh, such a
I didn't do anything to you. I don't understand what your problem is.
My problem is you. You come here out of thin fucking air. You've got all these stories to spin. You come here and, you know, bring up your old friend Amy, and then you guys go and get drinks at the Avery of all places.
Why does that matter?
Oh, I don't know. It's conveniently a block away from Micah's house.
So I said I'd...
And then you say you've lived here for years, but you don't run into her until we're in Salem, and your story that happened in the woods happened... Just a few weeks before Micah's?
I don't know what to tell you. That's what happened.
Yeah. All your stories are exactly what Micah needed to hear. But she didn't. She didn't need you to stir up all this stuff. Like, it was hard enough for her already. And now you two are out here doing what? Like, just, hey there, demons, it's me, your boy. I'm not trying to be funny, Micah. This is no, fucking I know, funny. But... No! Who even are you, dude? Like... Ava doesn't even remember your name.
Elia, she said she remembered picking me up at Amy's boyfriend's house. You remember.
But she doesn't remember his name. You only know his name because of Amy, and Amy's not here to tell us if this is the same guy.
Are you kidding me?
How do we even know you are who you say you are? Like, I really don't even see how you've brought any value to Micah's life whatsoever.
Well, you haven't been around for like a month.
Yeah, because of you. We fought about you. It's always you. And ever since you told her that bullshit story, she's been missing, and it's just not her. It's never been her.
Hey, guys, we all need to relax, you know, just really? For a second. This isn't
I don't care,
us
Devin. It's not, I don't care. He needs to hear this. Micah is my best friend, and I'm not going to let him fuck up her life.
Oh, my God. What am I doing that is fucking up my life so bad, Elia? Please enlighten me.
Let's see, you took 2 weeks off of work, you're not focusing on your photography, you blew me off. I don't know what you said to Devin, because he won't tell me, but he's obviously upset. You're meeting up with people that your mom specifically told you to avoid. You know, I know you have a lot going on with your dad and everything, and it's been brutal, and I get it, but...
Wait a second. What do you mean, people that my mom told me to avoid? Who are you talking about?
That John guy, but like that's not even the point. I'm trying to tell you that, you know, we love you, and I know you never really dealt with your dad's death and everything.
How do you know that she told me not to talk to him?
That's what you said when we were in the car.
No. I told you she was fine with it. I remember. In fact, I have it recorded.
Micah. Okay.
So that's it. It was you. You've been talking to my mom this whole time?
Hey, Micah, come on. You know, she wouldn't have...
Oh, no? Elia? You didn't? You didn't call my mom to ask her about John Buckley? Tell me to my face. That's what I thought. And I bet that's how my mom found out about the first break-in. She called me and left me that voicemail begging me to move home. It was awful. And it was because you told her. How long, Elia? How long have you been talking to my mom behind my back?
Listen. You left her when you went to college and never looked back. You don't call her often. You don't talk about your dad with her. She knows that you love her and that being home is painful for you. And she just worries.
How long?
A year or two.
Years? You came down on me for not telling you about meeting Luke. One thing in all the years we've been friends, I have always told you everything. And now you're telling me that you've been lying to me for a couple years. Did you know?
No, I didn't. But maybe...
I didn't tell him. He didn't know anything. But
right.
Micah, she loves you. And we worry. And I just wanted her to know that you were okay.
So you're coming for me? But you've been lying to her for years?
No, you don't get to talk right now.
You're probably next.
What?
Keep asking questions and you'll be next.
What does that even mean?
We're gonna go. Let's go.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.